This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On Wednesday, we're recording on Wednesday, and on Wednesday during the day, maybe it happened on Tuesday night, but I know that
I think it was Tuesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday morning I woke up and I was listening to Jeremy and Joe on WGR talk about it. James Cook was on an Instagram live story. Now, I would tell you, first of all, if you would have told me that James Cook was Instagram living, I would have said, no, that's got to be someone else.
That means he had to talk.
I mean, he's so quiet. I mean, he'd be like one of the last guys I would think, but who knows with these guys, their social media. That's great for him if that's how he wants to communicate. But apparently what he did was he had put his own comment where he wrote 15 mil and he pinned it.
Yeah.
So we only assume he's sending a message that he would like $15 million a year as a contract. Now, James Cook is going into the final year of his rookie deal. He is eligible to sign a contract extension for the first time. How does it hit you, the number 15 mil and that particular message?
Well, let's put this into perspective. A couple weeks ago, his brother Dalvin said that he was going to get $20 million a year. Now James is saying 15. So before we know it, in 2 weeks, it'll be down to 10. And I feel like that'll be a much more palatable number for Bills fans than 15 would be. I listened to GR today. I was listening to the conversation about it. I do not think that they should be paying a running back, top five running back money, even if James Cook is really good, which I think James Cook is. I think he's a really good, effective player. But I don't think when you have an elite quarterback like the Bills do, it is wise to pay somebody that much money. We would be talking about somebody who would make more than Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry. Now, I know they're further along in their careers, but I don't think either of us would make the case that James Cook is a more impactful player than either of those guys. And then there's other players who would be more, you know, probably higher on the rankings than he would be. I'm thinking about Jahmyr Gibbs. I'm thinking about Christian McCaffrey. I'm thinking about players like that. So, James Cook, does he deserve to be paid? Yes. Does he deserve to get $15 million? Maybe. Should the Bills do it? I don't think so. Not at that cost.
Yeah, I'm with you on all of that. One of the things that's really fascinating to me about all of this, this will really be a test for the Bills' philosophy at running back.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have operated by exactly what you just said. Hey, we have Josh Allen. We're not spending our assets on somebody to turn on and hand it off to. We're spending our assets on
protecting Josh Allen,
and then on the other side of the ball, whatever. But it's not running back, right? And we could debate, well, they didn't pour wide receiver money into that, whatever. The point is they have not paid running backs, and they use those running backs, and then they let those running backs go. That's what they did with Devin Singletary. That's what they did with Zach Moss, essentially, and then traded him. They do have Ray Davis. They do have Ty Johnson, who's a free agent right now. But they'll have guys like that on the roster. And as you say, the machine just keeps going because you have Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. This will be an interesting case test for them because even from their own words, look at the way and think of the way Sean McDermott talked about James Cook and what he meant to this team this year at the end of the season. And I think they just really, really like him and view him as, I believe, Chauvin the Bulldog said today on WGR, I'll use their term, as a core piece. That's going to be a big test for them because even though he's a core piece, he's also in a position where they basically have treated as not much of a core piece.
Yeah, the thing that you run into, though, and I very much agree, is that some of these guys, when they get to a certain age, and James Cook is still far away from that, hit a cliff. Now, I'm not going to say that these guys have hit a cliff, but here's some running backs around the $15 million a year mark. Ramondre Stevenson, $17 million. Chuba Hubbard, 16.5. Joe Mixon, 16. DeAndre Swift, 15. Najee Harris, 13. Miles Sanders, 13. He's better than pretty much all those guys and deserves to be paid higher than them. He's also younger, but does he deserve to get more than Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Jonathan Taylor? Those are the guys that are in the top five. So the other thing that I was thinking about too is if $15 million is the number that he wants, it's not crazy, and I think the Bills would do it. And then I think too, what is more valuable to the Bills? James Cook getting $15 million-ish a year, or the Bills having a $10 million player and a guy like Dwayne Smoot back? Because let's combine their salaries. What is more valuable to them? And then that's when I get to, oh, well, maybe James Cook is more valuable. Maybe it would be more valuable to have James Cook than it would be to have Tony Pollard and AJ Epenesa, or players that money would equal $15 million. So I think you can make the argument either way. I don't think he should get top five money, but I think he should be in that 5 to 10 range. He deserves to be in that range, and I would be very comfortable if the Bills did that.
We'll see if this gets to any sort of situation that we're talking about in OTAs. I wouldn't doubt it, though. I mean, we could go to OTAs and be like, hey, James Cook isn't here. And, you know, he has every right not to be there. It's voluntary. Yeah. The only time this has really happened, I think, recently is Jordan Poyer didn't go to OTAs. But otherwise, they kind of worked something out. Right. I think that's the last time anything like this really was an issue in any regard. That's what's amazing about this Bills that they have not had this.
Also, Stephon Diggs.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It was no contract issue.
No, it was just, it was just, that was the only one, other one I could think about.
Like, right, but I mean, there's been no contract issues.
No.
Right? No. I mean, every team seems to have them.
The
Chiefs had it with Chris Jones. Chris Jones missed a game.
Yeah,
2 years ago. Uh-huh. Right? Like, it's just wild to me, and that's why I'm, like, wondering, Brandon Bean head this off before it gets to that point?
The way they talked about him, it certainly sounds like he's going to be back with a contract extension. I'm expecting it, honestly.
I guess it should be said, so everybody understands, because I just kind of said it, he is under contract for another year. And if you're thinking of, well, he's not going to show up in August, well, guess what then? Then he's getting fined a ton of money, and that just doesn't normally happen in the NFL. Hassan Reddick did, and it was crazy that he held out the way he did last year with the Jets. But nobody holds out anymore in the NFL, really. It's just way too much money and too cost prohibitive. So I wouldn't even worry about that. That's too far down the road. Mm-hmm. The Bills can just let him play out his fourth year. And I'll tell you what else, Matt, they can do. How about this?
Give him a franchise tag.
Yeah, because you know what that tag is this year? 13 mil.
There you go. Right?
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Let him play. It's going to be 15 mil next year. If you let him play out this year, franchise tag for running backs next year is probably going to be $15 million. Mm-hmm. You could do that. You could have cost control.
That's when we're talking about a holdout, though. The franchise tag with the running back, that's when it becomes the whole issue of you got to get paid before you get another year in your belt, where you get another year closer to that cliff that running backs seem to hit. Although this year, some of the guys completely disproved that theory. Guys who people were worried would take a step back. Derrick Henry certainly didn't. Josh Jacobs certainly didn't. Joe Mixon certainly didn't. So like the theory has changed a little bit. And also the way the game is played has changed a little bit. So that's why I do think there is a much better chance to me that they give him an extension that they don't. That's the way I'm kind of approaching the offseason.
he has scheduled them count a little over $5 million in the cap this year. They could give him an extension and not have to raise that too much this year by how they structure the contract. So we'll see if that happens. The other part of this that we'll talk a lot about going forward, we don't have as much time on this podcast, but we will, is he's just one of five. You got to make some decisions here. It's James Cook. It's Greg Rousseau going to the fifth year option, but here are the guys who are going to the last year of their contract. James Cook, Greg Rousseau, Khalil Shakir, Christian Benford, and Terrell Bernard. And those are all guys I think the Bills would love to have back in some capacity, you know, and keep long-term or whatever. We'll talk more about that.